We are interviewing congressional candidates from around the state as we get closer to Election Day. Today we're talking with Michigan's 12th District incumbent, Democrat Debbie Dingell. Welcome back to Stateside.
It is always good to be at Stateside.
When you first ran for office, you told me you wanted to reach across the aisle to build bipartisanship. And while home in Michigan, you've worked with Republican Representatives Fred Upton and Tim Walberg, at least those are the ones I know about. How often does that translate into working together in the Capitol?
Well, I think that, Fred and I have been, and actually Tim too. It's not exactly what I would have asked for, but on the other hand, we got him here. So, for instance, when we just had a hearing on PFAS, and I had dealt with, Laura and I had talked as well as the LCV, and EPA was not coming.
You mean Laura Rubin?
Laura Rubin, correct.
Here on River Watershed here Council.
River Watershed Council, that EPA wasn't coming to Michigan. So during that hearing, I asked EPA why they weren't coming, and they said, well, they'd come if they were wanted. And I said, Fred, Tim, we want them, don't we? Absolutely. So I would have preferred a larger public forum, but we got him here, and we started to tell the story. And Fred and I will be, and Tim, will all be pushing very hard to get PFAS legislation either yet this year or we'll be reintroducing and working very hard at the beginning of next year.
So it sounds like bipartisanship in Michigan is not dead.
It's not dead. I wish it, but Fred and I have done red flag legislation on guns, which has gotten people madder at me than it's gotten madder at him. But you got to keep working together, and it takes a while sometimes to get things done. But if you don't respect each other, if you don't listen to each other, you're not going to get things done.
You're running in a district that voted for Trump, although by a very slim margin. And you said at the time you'd work with President Trump on anything that helps the working men and women of your district. How's that going?
Well, one of the issues that I think is up in the air right now is the NAFTA 2.0 that he just reached agreement on in the last couple of weeks with both Canada and Mexico. Devil's in the details. I'm talking to the autos, to the suppliers, and to the UAW. But if it will, the first NAFTA, NAFTA 0.1, really hurt the working men and women of not only this district but in Michigan. And if this will help create more jobs, if the companies and the suppliers in the UAW think that this is better than the previous bill, then I will work for NAFTA.
How hard is that to sort out when you're already dealing with steel and aluminum tariffs?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. People say that to me, but I want you to come down to the Down Rivers and to look at the McLeod steel plant that's been sitting on our rivers for 25 years empty. And I talk to everybody, and I don't want to increase consumer costs, but we need to have a government that'll fight for everybody the way some other countries' governments do. So trade's complicated. I spend a lot of time talking to everybody about it, but I understand the issue. I don't agree with the way that President Trump has done this in many ways. He does it in a very chaotic process. He doesn't reach out right away. You're not quite sure what he's up to. For him, it's the art of the deal. For me, it's jobs and making sure consumers have good quality product that they're not paying an arm and a leg for.
What do you see as the most important thing you've done during this most recent term in office?
There are a lot of issues, some of them very personal. The environmental issues that we've all worked together on to ensure that we're protecting the Great Lakes. I think working and fighting very hard for a national standard on PFAS, I think it's the next great danger. I'm a very strong believer that every American's got a right to quality, affordable health care. We have kept the administration from totally destroying this bill. Health care will be the number one issue that comes back in the next Congress. I would like to think that Democrats will be in control, but even if it's not, we all have to do something about making drugs more affordable. We've been working on that, opioid drugs. There are a lot of subjects that really matter to me.
What problems in your district have been the most difficult to solve?
I think the environmental issues for this district continue to be a challenge. we have to make sure we're protecting the Great Lakes and that everybody's got clean water to drink, but that's much more complicated than people realize. How are we going to fix our infrastructure? But the plume in
the one for a dioxin,
the dioxin plume, the Gelman plume, is something that worries many people. I'm very proud of the fact that I finally got, after almost 50 years, EPA to assign a full-time person to this issue. But the McLeod Steel site has been sitting there empty for 25 years. We need to redevelop that site. It will shortly be put on the Superfund list. These are tough problems, and they're going to take time to clean them up. But you can't give up. You got to fight. You got to fight to keep our air clean, the water safe to drink, and to clean up sites that have been damaged by people in the past.
Okay, you've mentioned healthcare, jobs, and environment. What are your other priorities for another term in office?
Well, I think, first of all, we need a major infrastructure bill that is not only going to improve our roads and our bridges, but we need to address the issue of net neutrality, which will be one of the first issues if Democrats take over that will be addressed. We need to make sure that everybody's got access to broadband. We need to repair pipes, and we need to ensure that the electric grid is safe. So that's one issue that is critical. We need to address ethics and financial. We need to clean up the political funding and bring transparency to how money is being spent. Campaign finance reform needs to pass. We need to, on the revolving door, we need to clean it up once and for all. So there are those are some of the issues. Healthcare probably remains my number one issue. And protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Your Republican opponent, Jeff Jones, is running against you for the second time. In 2016, he got less than 100,000 votes, while you got more than 200,000 votes. He thinks he can clinch it this time because he's against what he calls dynasty politics, among other things. What do you think of that term, dynasty?
I'm not part. I am Debbie Dingell, and I am accountable to the people of the 12th District, and I have an appraisal every 2 years. And that's what an election's about. And I work very hard. I'm Debbie. And I try to go to as many events. I try to hear what's on people's minds, and I try to work hard for them. And I'm accountable to the working people, to all people in the 12th District of Michigan.
But when you see somebody named Levin or somebody named Dingell that's in a district for a long, long time, that seems to bother people because first thing they say is career politician. There is a negative connotation there.
So there is a negative connotation, but I think that the people of the 12th District want to make sure that they've got a voice at the table. And by the way, I worked for General Motors for more than three decades. I have my own professional career. I was one of the first working women. I know what it's like to be a working woman and be the only woman in the room. I have too many stories to tell. But I'm Debbie. I'm not anybody else, and it's my performance that I'm accountable to the people of the 12th District for.
After the next census, it appears Michigan will lose yet another seat in Congress. I mean, that leaves the state with 13 members. That's down from a high of 19 members. What's that smaller representation going to mean for the state?
It means we've got to be smart. We're going to have to work harder. We're going to have to work together. We're going to have to work across the aisle. I put Michigan first before I ever do any party politics. And that's what we're going to have to do, is to be smart in how we work together to fight for this state.
Debbie Dingell is a member of Congress from Michigan's 12th Congressional District. She's a Democrat running for re-election. Thanks for coming in.